Hello, hello. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Your host right here, the Boston media Mariah Merlinite. That was Rio Grande by Brian Wilson. And like I said, don't say I didn't warn you. Knock your socks off. That he's always doing it. He's always giving it to us. Just real clean, real original, just real out of this world eccentric. And I love it. I love every ounce of it. My hero, Brian Wilson. So are you guys ready for that guided meditation? I hope you're ready. Because we are about to go in. So this is a meditation, actually. It's going to really help increase the alpha waves and serotonin and endorphins, and it's got that kind of nice vibe to it. It's got, yeah, the alpha wave frequency is going on, and yeah, I'm really excited because, ooh, this feels so cozy on this rainy day, and I'm just gonna meditate, and I actually wanna like lower the lights, so just like 1 second. Everybody, let's get nice and cozy. Just dim the lights. So what you want to do is take a nice deep breath in and out, and exhale in, exhale. So right now in this moment, let's get nice and cozy. Nice and warm. Feeling the beautiful vibes of this nice, beautiful Tuesday. Feeling the warm air and the cool glow and the nice, beautiful cold rain that washes and cleanses. It's meant to wash and cleanse everything away, and we're gonna wash and cleanse ourselves. As we come and we step into our divinity, we come and wash and we cleanse ourselves. We wash and we cleanse that space within us, within our hearts and within our soul and within our mind and within our spirits. And we raise the vibration so high, so magical, so here in the now and the presence. Because right here in the presence is what makes everything magic. Let roots from our feet come all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and dying tight. Let roots from our throat come all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tying tight. And let roots from our diaphragm, our stomach, come all the way down to the core of the earth and tying tight. We focus on grounding and centering. We focus on our strength, our confidence, and we focus on speaking our truth. Clear, precise, honest communication. As we can feel those roots becoming solid and grounded right now, we can feel the root of our genius growing from the earth. We can feel the root of our genius laughing and playing. We can feel the intelligence growing the human tree within us, the human tree that is within our souls. Feel the love of spirit surrounding us as we are guided and as the message comes through for spirit to learning how to be in the presence. The energy that comes through is to ask a command and ask to be present. We ask to uplift with this vibration of the now and understanding that everything we need, all of our needs that need to be met, everything that needs to be within us to raise to the highest good, to raise to the highest healing, to raise to the highest abundance is all right here within us right now. Everything we need is not in the future. It's not tomorrow. It's right here. Breathe. Feel the beautiful sensation of spirit. Feel the miraculous energy that washes and cleanses through us, washes and cleanses through our soul and our spirit and in our mind in perfect, brilliant harmony right now. Let it cascade into the earth, our true being, lighting up the world. The rain that falls from the sky is the rain, the divinity of our consciousness. The higher self of our consciousness is right here, and that divinity of the sky comes and washes and cleanses the earth. That divinity of the sky and the rain that is us washes and cleanses the ground and roots from all the plants and trees and everything that grows, all the food, all the water, everything we take in and everything we consume, that is the riches. That is the riches of the world is coming into our consciousness right now. Feel that spectacular being. Oh, that recycled, rejuvenated self of energy that never dies. It has never been a beginning. Living on the earth plane, living into the cosmic freedom of God, living into the cosmic freedom of the most magnificent good. Breathe, dear one, breathe. We understand that in this moment and in the now, every single thing is possible. Every single thing is creation, and every single thing is made just for us to generate, to feel the magnificent plentitude that rises within the horizon of our vision, the horizon of the air. Every second is born again. We are born again into this magnificent, crystalline, beautiful, wonderful ball of light coming in from our hearts and shining forth. Breathe. As we let go, let the sounds take over, and we will wash into the beautiful mist, the beautiful air, into the beats, into the meditation. Feel your loved ones right now coming in. As you're participating in this meditation, you continuously feel your loved ones who are coming in, flooding you with love and hugs and kisses. How proud they are of you they are, how magnificent they are, and how much they love you. They love you so much. They love everything about you, and they are here for you right now.
in our days, 'cause I found God.
A glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes. Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use for leather words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose that
gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that woman prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that you're bound to answer when I propose. Anything goes.
Day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension, with speed and new invention and things like third dimension. Yet we get a trifle weary with Mr. Einstein's theory, so we must get down to earth at times, relax, relieve the tension. No matter what the progress or what may yet be proved, the simple facts of life are they cannot be removed. You must remember this: a kiss is still a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you, on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date, hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate, that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. We
are here at the Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That was Rudy Valley with As Time Goes By. It's time for our PSA. Here we go. Big Brothers and Big Sisters public service announcement. Be a big brother. Big Sisters volunteer and rediscover the kid in you. Being a big means simply sharing a little time with one great kid, just like someone once did for you. They match your hobbies, geography, interests, and personality with those of a little brother and little sister ages 7 to 14. You can enjoy free tickets
You can enjoy free tickets to pro sports, play ball, talk, or just hang out. You decide. You also get to be a kid again for a few hours a month. To learn more, please call 888-412-BIGS or visit us online at bigbrothersbigsister.org. How nice. You like that Mozart playing in the back? It's for brain power. So basically, coming back, talking about, I just played three straight Nirvana songs in a row. We had Smells Like Teen Spirit, Breed, Lithium. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. Okay, whoa. So why don't we, I really want to get into this whole talks about basically what went down. What went down in the dream? So this happened 11/11, Veterans Day. And they said, I saw online, it was like, because it was 11/11, it's a really magical day for witches. And I thought it was a magic, it was a really good day. Like, it was a really magical day. And Kurt Cobain came in my dreams. And it was so weird because, you know, when spirit comes in my dreams, sometimes they don't directly tell me what they're saying. I know what they're saying because they give me visuals. I take things and messages with, I'm very visual. I understand things better with visuals. See, if I understand things with, direct dialogue, obviously it's like, it's great. You know, it's direct dialogue. It's straightforward. But for some reason, when I get the information, I understand it better through pictures. And I know there's a lot of people out there who are like that. You can understand kind of messages or language better through pictures. And I've always been like that. I've always just been very, very visual. And I'm actually very grateful for it, because it means I got an eye for art, which is good, and colors. But anyways, not to get off track, the whole point being of what went down in my dream was like, it was crazy. I was in the woods and it was stormy and it was raining, and in the woods they had, half of it was, you go in the woods and half of it was pavement, so you had the entrance and it looked like somewhere where I used to grow up. It did, because we were surrounded by woods basically where we live, where I grew up in Newton. And so we had like this whole, a lot of these condos, and they were just surrounded by woods, which was really magnificent and beautiful. So around our street, we'd have like, as you go down the street, there was woods and then there was the main street. So there was the entrance to the woods and then you had the main street and the pavement. So basically it was the duality of these two worlds, where it was woods and then there was cement world, and then there was like sidewalks, and then you walk down the street and everything's normal. And then you go in the woods and everything's magic. Woo! So anyway, I was in the in-between. So literally one foot was in the cement, the other foot was in the woods. I was gathering up stuff. So something was just like, it was weird. You know, it was just like when you start a movie and you don't know what happened in the beginning. You don't know what happened. Like, you just start the movie and you're like, okay, that's what it was. The movie just rolled. I was there. I was gathering belongings. I was rushing out of there. There was a car. There was belongings. I literally shoved. And one of my belongings was a ukulele, my instrument that I played. So I took everything. I shoved it in and I got the heck out of there. I had an option of going into the woods and going down a path, or I had the option of leaving. So after I left, everybody was telling me, oh my God, Mariah, you took the right path. You took the right path. There was like a whole crime scene and everything. And it was just crazy. They're like, if you would have went into the woods, oh man, you just saved your life and da da da. And then all of a sudden it was like a cafe. And in the cafe, they were showing the whole, like, Seattle. They're showing the whole grunge scene that arose in the 90s. And then they were just playing the music. And they're like, do you remember much from that time? I was like, not really. Like, you know, when I was younger in the 90s, I was like, yeah, I remember. I was like, I remember up until, I was just like, I was talking to someone. I was like, I remember up until this time. And then all of a sudden, I said, when they played Nirvana. And it was just like, dun, dun, dun. So then after that, whatever, you know, it was just like this burden that was released from me, I felt like. And it just, I woke up and it was just the most beautiful feeling. Like, I was protected in this dream, and I've been protected, and there were all these angels. And then once I gathered up all the information together, I understood what exactly was going on, and I understood it was Kurt Cobain in my dream. But when they were, I understood from what they were saying. I was like, do you remember much when you were younger? And do you remember what was going down? Do you remember those times? And I was like, not really, but I do clearly. I mean, I do remember a lot, but for some reason in the dream, I had to say I don't remember. But I said, not really, but I do remember Nirvana very much. And so, and I do remember when Smells Like Teen Spirit came out. I do remember that time. I do remember how, you know, how much it was just, it was just seeing that was crazy because it was a change in music, you know. So when I gathered all that information, I realized, oh my God, the reason why I knew it was Kurt Cobain telling me that he had been around my spirit when I was younger and he had saved my lives multiple times, because I've had other spirits who've done the same thing. That's why it wasn't foreign to me, and that's why I understood. I've had spirits like, for one, Marilyn Monroe used to hang around me all the time when I was little and used to be an angel. And so when I got that message, I knew it, but it was like, I was kind of shocked that it was him, because again, I would always laugh when people were like, do you talk to Kurt Cobain's spirit? And I'm just like, no, I don't really, you know, I never, you know, I've kind of made fun of him lately. I really did, like, really mean. And so, you know, and I'm just like, you know, why do people even like it? Did it, you know, just being an a-hole, like a straight up, like for no, you know, just my stupid opinion. And it really helped me learn a lesson, because there's some entertainers that I don't connect with simply because I don't like them. And it's like something that I need to learn how to get over. It's with the ego and learning how to, and it's not that. And so that's the thing. Spirit connects with me. Anytime I talk to entertainers, I don't contact them. It's they'll contact me. I'll see them. That's how I let it flow. So a lot of times I feel like I do sometimes have that block, because for example, I don't like Elvis. So like I feel like a lot, and everyone's like, oh, do you talk to Elvis? I'm like, no, I don't talk to Elvis. And it's just like learning how to take away that kind of human form of, just because I don't like them, just because I don't particularly like their music, doesn't mean that other people don't, and it means something to other people. You know, I'm sure a lot of people don't like the Beach Boys, and it means everything to me. So it's just really learning how to be more open in that aspect, even if I do talk smack about them. And so, you know, it's a huge lesson, like, to see that, wow, this person I talk smack about in the earth plane had always been watching over me, and just recently was watching over me. And that was the whole point, was that I was, there were certain decisions I think I was making. It wasn't just one. There's so many different decisions I was making. And like, because it really is that time we're living in right now where Mercury is in retrograde. So there's a lot of lessons that are coming in, but it's a really huge lesson where it's like, you need to get your applications in, because this is like, it's the, not the end, but we're getting there. If your stuff isn't in evolution kind of, you know, application time, this is like for job applications, it really is determining where your spot is as a light worker. It's really like, if you're not getting that stuff in, you could really just kind of miss your chance. And so me getting my applications in, it's like I got it in, and what they were saying is like, you made it on time. You did the work you're supposed to do. You'd made the right decisions. And I very well could have not made the right decisions, because, you know, my way of spirituality is unbelievably unconventional, and it's unbelievable. You know, it's just not the way that I've basically taught myself. Most of all of my practices, everything I have is, I developed my mediumship gift on my own, basically. And the only reason why, and this is the only reason why, because my ideas and what I had did not mesh well with the standardized teachings of what was going down. So that's why I have Paranormal Playground Sounds, because Paranormal Playground Sounds is an evolution of everything that I went with my own heart, that was kind of like, wow, you don't really do things like we do. And almost to a point where it was kind of like, well, because you don't do it this way, it's wrong. And so it's just like, I'm so glad that I got kicked out of these classes and was told not to come back. And yet I'm just really happy, because now I'm here and I'm really comfortable in my own world of my person, of my spiritual practice. This is my own, and it's just mine. So anyways, going back to Nirvana and Kurt Cobain, well, mainly, you know, Kurt Cobain's spirit, and just really like helping me and just realizing there's something that went down and he was around me just recently and he helped me. He helped me make the right decision, and it was just like, I couldn't believe it. The message was just so clear. It was just like, I've been with you. I've always been with you. I've been hanging around you. So that was pretty transforming, and it's pretty cool. And I got to play some of the music here, and that happened in the dreams. It's really cool. I mean, I just don't know what else to elaborate on. It's almost like in a point where it's just like, how do you top that? You know, how do you top something like that? I don't know if I can, but I can, because it's always happening. See, there's something crazy always happening. It's not just this one way. And that's why this is so much fun. And I have so much fun doing this. And spiritual development is fun. It's not work. It's fun. Just always please remember that. Just take a deep breath in. Oh my God, just taking all of this in. It's a lot. I was supposed to actually be on staycation. I'm just not. There's just so much to be done. There's so much work. And I just have so much trouble with that. Like, when is it time to just stop? But it's good. I get to give myself a little time. My staycations are actually getting more narrow and narrow. Like, before, I used to be able to have like a whole week. I'm not being able to get that much of that option. Like, now my staycations are where they've been going from like a week to like 3 days, because I'm so busy with everything. And so, you know, I mean, that's what happens. You know, you open up, you can take on more. And I mean, my big staycation is definitely gonna be a week, but I think I'm about to go, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then I'm back. Like, it was really supposed to start Sunday, and then it just wasn't happening. But I'm good. I'm okay. You know, please pray for me, Spirit. Please pray. But I'm so happy that you've been here, and I'm so happy that I was able to actually be here for an hour beforehand and actually just get everything in and get everything done. So thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you for this extra hour. So grateful. And I, you know, I wrote how grateful I was today, this morning, to have my radio show, because I really am. It really is my happy place. And just being here just lights up my life. It lights up my world. And just playing the music I want you guys to hear and want you guys to listen to. It's just pretty gnarly. It's so gnarly, like unbelievably gnarly. Yes, yes, it is. Whew. So we are like, we're almost getting close to that time where we have to end. We only have 10 more minutes. So I literally have like 5 more minutes to play anything. This looks really pretty right now, and I think I'm going to do it. It's called My Blue Heaven by Lena Horne. What do you say? Let's do it. Let's get into it. My Blue Heaven by Lena Horne, right here on the PPS Paranormal Playground Sounds.
Day is ending, birds are wending back to the shelter of each little nest they love. Nightshades falling, lovebirds calling. What makes the world go round? Nothing but love. When whippoorwills call and the evening is night, I hurry to my blue heaven. I'll turn to the right, a little while. A smiling face, a fire.
swinging in my blue heaven. Yes, we're happy in my blue heaven.
Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz. Putting on the Ritz. Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? High hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. Now if you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Super duper, come let's mix, where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts. Putting on the Ritz. Now if you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits. Putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying mighty hard to look like Super Duper. Mr. Cooper, come let's mix, where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts. Putting on the Ritz. 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 Putting on the Ritz.
That does it for the Paranormal Playground Sounds here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. This is your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Please join me next week, always here, every week Tuesday from 1 to 2, regular hours, and we will have some paranormal, spirit world, psychic fun through sound, always, always. Love you so much. Have the most beautiful day you could possibly imagine. Yay! Peace out.
Walk into and laugh like a lover again. Throw away in a day you were full of regret. Give you what she can, you go quickly tonight. Red line of the hall, bit in the dark. Take a hand, may you lose it for sure.
Riley James, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO.